From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Between now and the end of the year, Hollywood will be opening more than 50 films, many hoping for Oscar consideration. We'll get everything from animated French mice to Nazis to visitors from other galaxies. We asked Bob Mondello to give us his annual selective preview.
'Tis the season for all manner of entertainment, but for some reason, Yuletide blockbusters have lately tended to be apocalyptic. Last Christmas, it was I Am Legend about a worldwide plague. This year, in The Day the Earth Stood Still, disaster is not viral, it's extraterrestrial, though it arrives in a nicely pressed suit.
Yes.
Do you feel pain?
My body does.
Are you human?
My body is.
Are you aware of an impending attack on the planet Earth?
You should let me go.
Otherworldly, Keanu Reeves, sounds plausible. The Day the Earth Stood Still is a remake of a Cold War thriller from the 1950s, which means it will fit right in with all the horrors at the multiplex from a decade earlier, Nazi horrors. Stories about Hitler's Germany are often regarded as Oscar bait, and this year they're everywhere you look. The film Good, for instance, brings us a liberal writer who's appalled when his novel becomes a Third Reich propaganda tool. The Reader has Ralph Fiennes discovering that a woman he'd had an affair with was once a guard at Auschwitz. In Defiance, three brothers go underground to battle the Germans, and in Valkyrie, Tom Cruise plays a Nazi officer leading a conspiracy to assassinate the Führer.
We need to reorganize.
There has to be a chance of success.
That's why you're here.
Hitler's Germany has seen its last sunrise.
Can I count you in?
Death and destruction not your thing at Christmas time? Well, how about some social mayhem? It comes in various comic styles. Domestic mayhem in the Home for Christmas comedy, Nothing Like the Holidays.
Why is everybody fighting?
And they're not fighting, we're conversating.
There's something I like to say. I'm leaving your father.
There's also dog-loving mayhem in Marley and Me, kid-oriented mayhem in Adam Sandler's Bedtime Stories, animated rodent mayhem in The Tale of Despero, and Jim Carrey-style mayhem in Yes Man, a comedy about a guy who has always said no, but who changes his tune.
I do want to take guitar lessons. I do want to learn how to fly. Yes, I would like to learn Korean.
What?
So wait, you can say yes to everything.
Exactly.
I wasn't open to stuff, and now I am. Things are changing for me.
Yo, Carl, hitting the clubs, got a case of Red Bull, gonna pull an all-nighter. You down?
Changing your life is something of a theme for the holidays, though mostly in more serious stories. There's Wendy and Lucy, about a woman who heads to Alaska to get a new start. The French award winner Secret of the Grain tells of a dock worker who quits his job after 35 years to open a restaurant. And in Revolutionary Road, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet struggle with a comfortable suburban existence that isn't nearly as comfortable as they'd expected.
I support you, don't I? I work 10 hours a day at a job I can't stand.
You don't have to.
But I have the backbone not to run away from my responsibilities.
Who made these rules anyway?
This being the 1950s, the rules are set in stone.
Just because you got me safely in this little trap, you think you can bully me into feeling whatever you want me to feel?
In a trap!
Yes!
In a trap!
Revolutionary Road is the first film DiCaprio and Winslet have made together since Titanic. Gran Torino, on the other hand, is the first film Clint Eastwood has made since, what, The Changeling, 3 weeks ago? The difference is he's not just directing Gran Torino, but also starring in it as a guy who's getting on in years, but who sounds less like an old Eastwood than like the Eastwood of old.
Ever notice how you come across somebody once in a while you shouldn't have messed with? That's me.
Are you crazy, man? Get out of here, man.
Eastwood will turn out to have a softer side in Gran Torino, as will a pretty fearsome-looking Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler. Rourke plays an over-the-hill tough guy with health and family issues, Randy the Ram Robinson.
This life, you lose everything you love, everything that loves you. A lot of people told me that I'd never wrestle again. The only one who's going to tell me when I'm through doing my thing is you people here.
Rourke is giving an outsized, very physical performance in what is essentially an intimate, independent film. A couple of historical figures are central to grand performances in grander films. Benicio del Toro plays Cuban revolutionary Che Guevara in Steven Soderbergh's two-part, six-hour drama, Che. And Frank Langella recreates on screen his award-winning stage performance as Richard Nixon in Frost Nixon, the story of the former president's dramatic post-Watergate TV interviews with talk show host David Frost.
3, 2, cue David.
Are you really saying the president can do something illegal?
I'm saying that when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
I'm sorry.
That's Michael Sheen as David Frost, also recreating a role he originated on Broadway. The producers of another stage-to-film adaptation, the Pulitzer Prize winner Doubt, opted for new stars. On screen, Meryl Streep glowers as a 1960s nun who becomes suspicious about priest Philip Seymour Hoffman when he takes an interest in the school's only black student.
What happened in the rectory?
Happened? Nothing happened. I had a talk with a boy.
What about?
Private matter.
He's 12 years old. What could be private?
Serious stuff this Christmas season. So serious that there's even a really wrenching animated film, Waltz with Bashir, that deals with an Israeli soldier's repressed memories of a wartime massacre. Happily, there will also be stories for escapists, including a century-spanning romance that opens on Christmas Day. It's taken from a short story by F. Scott Fitzgerald about a man who ages in reverse.
My name is Benjamin. Benjamin Button.
How old are you?
7, but I look a lot older.
God bless you. He's 7.
Alas, as Benjamin's getting younger, the love of his life is getting older.
We are almost the same age. We're meeting in the middle.
I was thinking how nothing lasts. What a shame that is.
Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett star in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, a film that has inspired high hopes in Hollywood with its mix of digital effects and offbeat story scripted by Eric Roth, who scripted Forrest Gump. It still sounds downbeat, though, so let me leave you with a picker-upper from the soundtrack of a film noir with music. Set in the 1930s and dedicated to the New Orleans musicians who were affected by Hurricane Katrina, it's called Dark Streets, and however it ends up looking on screen, it will certainly brighten the holidays' sound. I'm Bob Mandela.
Did you feel lonely?